We are going to switch gears now, though, and tell you that it is 9 o'clock on Friday morning, which means, once again, it is time for Open Mic Radio. So, it's First Friday. Let's get it going in First Friday fashion. We're going to play one here from Naked Dave.
This is one that I recorded last February. It's out on YouTube. The Cultural Conservancy put it out. They decided that, or they had to have a special meeting to decide whether they could put this out or not because of the political content. So, and this was meant to offend some people, but not many, you know.
All right, here we go.
Faker, fake you. You who would be king on the evil that you bring, the tax laws that you pass are just you passing gas. Honest folks at the bottom, well, the folks at the top get shit. Well, the real fake is you, fake you, mother faker, fake you. Monument to yourself to be worshipped by all. You shut down the government in the coldest part of winter, holding back people's money so you could be a winner. But you're a loser, but we're losing too. Well, the real fake is you, fake you, mother faker, fake you. Well, the real fake is you, fake you, mother faker, fake. Well, the real fake is you, fake you, mother faker, fake you.
Call it fake you.
I love it.
I say it was meant to offend some people that need to be offended. But anyway, that's one of my newer ones. It's out on YouTube under the Cultural Conservancy, the Missouri River Cultural Conservancy.
All right. So let's say welcome to the program, everyone. It's Open Mic Radio. It's Friday. What is it? November the 1st, I guess. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we bring you interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. We have live in-studio performances, rundown of musical events for the weekend. Every Friday right here on the Mighty Fine 89 and streaming on the web all around this pretty blue planet at kopn.org. Nice morning. A little bit better than yesterday, at least. Been kind of chilly, but nice and clear. Going to be a nice day today, I think. Got a fun show, though, for you this morning. I'm excited to have Naked Dave with me. I'll talk with Dave, and he's going to play some songs, and we'll have some fun like we do every Friday here on Open Mic Radio. Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. We love it when people drop in and say hello on a Friday morning. Doors are open right in between 9th and 10th on Broadway here. And stop on by and say hi, and we'd love to see you. Last week, we heard music from Andrew Ryan. Great stuff and a great show last Saturday at the Burr Oak Brewing Company. We had a little bit of a mix-up last week, too. I was hoping to have Andrew in the studio with me, but we got the date screwed up, and so we ended up just playing some recorded music, and we'll get Andrew down here sometime in the future. Okay. Anyway, yeah, great show at the Burr Oak Brewing Company, and we also heard Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys. They were down there as well, and that was a great show for their first annual Halloween party down there at Burr Oak. All right, let's see if we can get our guest here to play another one for us while I get my act together, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit with Naked Dave. We'll even try to find out what his real name is. Okay. All right, let's have another one, Dave. What do you got?
This is my newest song. It's kind of a work in progress, but I've got a wonderful band that kind of brings this to life, you know, even though they've only played it a couple of times. But anyway, it's about reincarnation, called Don't Ask Me How I Know.
All right, here we go.
Somewhere before, oh, many, many times, and many, many lives. And you are man and princess, and I was a Choctaw brave, and you were a temple singer, and I was a temple slave. And I know you've been my mother, and I know I've been your father, and I know I've been your brother. At times I was your lover, but time and time again, you've always been my friend, and it's always been the same. I knew that I would love you before I even knew your name. Don't ask me how I know that we've been here before. In my soul, feel it down in my core. And I was a Viking warrior, you were my shield maiden wife. And when I was killed in battle, you took your own life. And I know you've been my mother, and I know I've been your father. The times I've been your brother, other times I've been your lover. But time and time again, you've always been my friend, and it's always been the same. I knew that I would love you before I even knew your name. Don't ask me how I know. I just feel it in my bones.
Woo! Alrighty. Lovely one. That's a great one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What's the name of that song?
It's called Don't Ask Me How I Know.
Do me a favor, Dave. Grab that mic and pull it a little bit closer to you, if you don't mind.
It's called Don't Ask Me How I Know.
All right. Fantastic. When was that written?
Oh, just this spring.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually got... Our band didn't get to play very much this year. We've been... I have a great, wonderful band called the Great
Blue Heron. It's kind of a collective. But we're mostly, play around the river and river mm-hmm. functions. I'm supposed to play for an event on the river in the morning, but it's outside and it's cold.
You're gonna
be chilling. I'm going to make it not for River Relief and the Race to the Dome in the morning if it's still on. But
all right. Well, hey, let's make it official here and say good morning and welcome to the program. My guest in the studio with me is Naked Dave. Dave, what's your full name? Can you tell us on the
David
air?
David Bandy.
David Bandy.
Yeah.
Dave's been around these parts for quite some time. You're familiar with KOPN as well?
Yeah. I've done this many times, and I have been off and on a good member, but I am not currently, but I need to. I need to go ahead and pledge while I'm here.
All right. We'd appreciate that.
You know, I was so disappointed that I didn't get to make it to the Radio Rangers, roast, because I've always thought that I'd encouraged the Cultural Conservancy for many years to feature the Ranger, because he's turned me on to so much good stuff over the years.
I was down there at the roast going away party for the Ranger. He still does a show every once in a while. He's not doing it every week, but he does it probably about once a month or so, and I have been privileged to be able to sit in for him a number of times. In fact, I did the show last Sunday, and I just have the best time with it, and I try to keep with his format. But yeah, he's a remarkable dude and did a great radio show for many, many years, and also, like you say, introduced us all to a bunch of really good music. And taught us a little bit about trees and critters and a little bit about the I Ching. I love when he does Bob Dyer's Oracle of the Turtle. That's
you
my favorite.
That you were a Bob Dyer fan. I'm part of my shtick is I'm doing songs of my peers. And I do songs by Bob Dyer, Jerome Wheeler, Jim Hellman, Jesse Glennon, Jesse James, Dave Dernley, Dino Penny. I've been trying to learn Michael Cochran, Lee Ruth.
I just got a message from Dernley, as a matter of
fact. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'll do a Dernley song here if I can, if he gives me permission.
I think he'd be okay with it. He's coming down here sometime soon. He's been down here a number of times. He's one of my favorite songwriters around. He's a great guy.
I stole one from David. Right? I told him I stole it right after he wrote it.
All right, well, let's hear
this. This is a Bob Dyer song that I'm trying to get a project together to get in and record all these things. I got about a dozen of my own and at least a dozen of my peers, and I talked to Sharon Dyer about doing this song, and I asked her what I would have to do to get her permission. She says, just give me a copy. But even though I have an original signed copy of River of the Big Canoe on vinyl, mm-hmm. I don't have a turntable. And so I had actually learned this song from Michael Cochran, and she said, well, Michael jazzed it up some, but I think I probably jazzed it up maybe beyond that. But this is a Bobby Dyer song called Mike Fink.
All right, everybody, it's Dave Bandy. You're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Let's go Naked Dave. Let's do it.
My daddy was a bear in the Allegheny Mountains. My mama was a gator on the Ohio. I was born full grown at the forks of the river. I cut my teeth on a catfish bone. I learned how to hunt from the wolves and the panthers. I learned how to wrestle from a grizzly bear. Ain't never been beat, I ain't never been bested. I don't give a damn if the devil don't care. Cause my name is Mike Fink and I'm a keelboat puller. Salt River roarer and I eat live coals. And I'm a half alligator and a right tornado. And I out feather, out jump, out hop, out skip, throw down, lick any man on the river. Well, I pulled the Mississippi and I pulled the Ohio and I pulled the Missouri when she choked with snags. Pulled on the salt in the wilds of Kentucky. I never met a man that I couldn't outbrag. My jawbone's tougher than a granddaddy snapper. My backbone's tougher than a buffalo bull. I can put my fist through steelboat water, spit my tobacco through a keelboat hull. Cause my name is Mike Fink and I'm a keelboat puller. Salt River roarer and I eat live coals. And I'm a half alligator and a right tornado. And I can out feather, out jump, out hop, out skip, throw down, lick any man on the river. top off of my gun. You know, she roars like thunder, she strikes like lightning, and she kicks like mules. And the scalp off an Indian is slicker than a whistle. Knock a tin cup off the head of a fool. Well, Carpenter's a name I'm sure you heard tell of. Taught that critter everything he knew. Done me dirt on a Yellowstone River. Had to cross his eyes with a musket ball. Had to cross his eyes with a musket ball. Had to cross his eyes with a musket ball. Say that I drowned in the Arkansas River, shot by a man by the name of Talbot. Want to know the truth about what really happened? Gonna have to knock on the devil's door. Cause my name is Mike Fink and I'm a keelboat puller, salt river roller, and I eat live coals. And I'm a half alligator and a rotten tornado. Right now, feather out, jump out, hop out, skip, throw down, lick any man on the river. On the river. On the river. I kind of beat this thing out of tune a little bit.
But, I love it. I love it.
Bobby writes a good song.
Bob Dower, he wrote some great stuff. You're not kidding. All right, Dave, where are you from originally, man?
I was born in Georgia, but I traveled around my military family. Mm-hmm. I was born at Fort Benning, and we lived
Fort Benning,
in
Georgia,
Tokyo,
yeah.
and around. And my family's had a farm down in southern Missouri, you know, in the early 50s. And I moved up here in 64, and kind of started playing guitar about that time.
I was going to ask, how long you've been playing? How'd you get into music? You have family members in music?
Well, I remember pictures of me as a kid with a Roy Rogers guitar in Tokyo when we lived there. But
wow.
I think for my 14th birthday, I got a guitar, an old K guitar. And I was listening to Johnny Cash and,
sure,
you know, all country stuff. You know, we listened to, you know, farm radio every morning where I grew up. But and then a neighbor of mine would take my guitar and tune it in open tunings and play all these beautiful folk songs and then Beatles songs. And that's kind of where I got my start and did a lot of folky and country stuff for a long time. And
are you self-taught primarily, or did you ever take lessons?
Yeah,
I
watched, you know, picking up the stylus on the record player and, you know, moving it back and forth, doing that, and listening to the radio, and just
playing along,
watching people, and people would show me things, but yeah, I've never had a lesson, and I had music in school, but none of it ever made any sense to me. I think I was kind of always in that kind of Asperger's syndrome thing. So a lot of this stuff, you know, just really, you know, things on a page never made any sense to me. You know, I'd look at it and, you know, okay, I know it goes like this, but I kind of visualize music a little bit differently.
Very cool. What kind of guitar are you playing there? I have a lot of listeners that are always curious about equipment.
This is a Glenn Burton. I just picked this one up at Music Go Round, you know, back in the spring, I guess. I actually know I did. The first time I played it was for a KOP event for the Cooper's Landing when they had Cooper talking about the history of Cooper's and Richard talking about the future of Cooper's. But
right,
that was
right.
First we played a gig for that, and I first time I'd played this guitar, I just picked it up that day.
It's a beauty.
But these are, it's maple arch top jazz guitar, and these are like $209 online.
That's crazy that they make a guitar like that.
Beautiful, wonderful sounding playing instrument. I love it. I would be an acoustic guitar player if I could, but my
I haven't even played very much this year, last year, because about 20 years ago, a guy hit me head on, and, you know, things that were connected to the steering wheel, my thumbs, my wrists, my elbows, and things. That's primarily why I can't hold picks, couldn't hold picks for a long time. But this last year, I'd gotten my shoulder all inflamed, and I haven't played very much, been trying to rehab that. And I'm first time in nearly a year that I'm not playing without pain. So hopefully be more active this year, get in the studio, and I've got this beautiful, wonderful band called the Great Blue Heron.
I was going to ask, if you typically play solo, I know you do a lot of solo shows, but you also have a band as well.
What's
the band, the Blue Heron Band?
The Great Blue Heron. Keith Fletcher plays guitar.
Oh, fantastic. Keith,
he'll probably be out busking tonight. I might go join with him out on the
great
street.
Great guitar
tonight.
Player. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, great songwriter, just, and a wonderful human being. That's the great thing about these guys. These are all great. And a young man, Marley Magner, playing saxophone. He plays.
Not familiar with him.
He's a Berklee School of Jazz graduate. He plays guitar, bass, drums, sings, writes. You know, he knows more stuff than I'll ever know.
That's awesome.
And Jim Rush is playing bass with us these days, and Jim played his first gig with us about me and John DiAgostino about 40 years ago. And he's been, I ruined his life, and then there he's still doing it. I taught him to golf, turned him on to golf too, and so his wife, really hates me because he's always gone playing music or playing golf. So, and Donnie Romine, who's been with me for about 20 years now, I had been a solo person for a long time, and then. A man by the name of Curtis Camp called me up and said he had this upright bass player named Chris Ford, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they said they'd seen me play and they'd wanted to back me up on anything I did. So we got together, worked about 6 months, got enough material to do a gig or two, and we opened up for the Dynamics for the blues show down in Jeff City. But then right after that, I got hit head on, and I couldn't play. And then the drummer got sick and died, so I was back to doing solo again. And then a fellow by the Rich Sternadori and I went down to the river one night and played with. Forest Rose and a man by the name of Lee Nye. And first time I'd met Lee, and then I ran into Lee at Crazy Music 2 or 3 days later, and all of a sudden we struck up a friendship and we started playing, and all of a sudden we were playing 3-4 nights a week.
That's awesome.
For 4 or 5 years before we ever even had a rehearsal. And he's just one of those guys that's just brilliant too. He has making violins these days, Nye violins. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Jeff talk about making the bass blanks and stuff.
Jeff Mueller,
luthiers and Lee posts every step of all these violins he makes. He posts
I love
pictures
seeing
of
that stuff.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful stuff. I mean, he's just a very wonderful guy.
Yeah, I was fascinated when Jeff was making his bass. He was putting up a lot of clips from maybe not every step, but certainly put a lot of stuff up, and we could see what he was doing. I thought it was just so cool.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Why don't you play another song for us?
I promised you a Dernley song.
Yeah, let's do a Dernley song.
I had been doing a little different than Dave. I told Dave I was going to try to take the white boy out of it, but I don't know that I do or not, but it's different. But and I told Dave, I told everybody I wrote it right after I heard Dave do it.
All right, here's another one from Naked Dave. You're listening to it.
It's called Noodling.
Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
That still sounds a little sour to me. Let me check that one more time.
Yeah, no problem. And I'll take a second here to tell everyone this program is brought to you by listener support and a donation from Quantum Wireless Services. Serving mid-Missouri since 2012, Quantum Wireless Internet provides internet, television, and phone services to residential and business customers. More information is available at quantumwirelessinternet.com or by calling 573-256-1166. Quantum Wireless, your connection to the digital world. All right, on the web, too, for this radio program, if you go to mikehagan.com, MikeHagan, and click on the little button there that says Open Mic Radio, you can hear all of the previous programs that we've done. If you missed the show last week or last month or last year, they are all there. And this one will be there as well, probably sometime later this afternoon. But I think we got Dave ready to roll here again, so let's see if we can get him to play us a tune.
All right, David Durnley singing. This goes out to my buddy, David.
All right, here we go.
Waiting on me underneath that log, underneath the roots of some tree. Backed up in your catfish home. You know, for me to dip, I don't need no pole, cause I'm doodling. That's indeed to catch me a pig, and I just jump right in. If the folks in the city don't understand why they ought to jump in the river and give it a try. Well, now I'm gonna make noodling a national craze. The president's gonna name noodling holidays. Noodling TV will be on the air. I'll be the world's first noodling millionaire, cause I'm noodling. That's indeed to catch me a pig, and I just jump right in. If the folks in the city don't understand why they ought to jump in the river and give it a try. You don't have to be redneck to noodle, but it sure does help. Just grab an ice cold cooler full of stag beer and make fish bait of yourself. Well, my noodling days all over now, cause a 100-pounder grabbed me and he showed me how. And while I was underwater, I made a solemn vow. I was gonna give up noodling, starting now, but I've been noodling. Yes, indeed, to catch me a pig, and I just jump right in. If the folks in the city don't understand why they ought to jump in the river and give it a try, you don't have to be redneck to noodle, but it sure does help. Just grab an ice cold cooler full of stag beer and make fish bait of yourself. Well, my noodling days are all over now, cause a 100-pounder grabbed me and he showed me how. While I was underwater, I made a solemn vow, I was gonna give up noodling, stunting now, but I've been noodling. Yes, indeed, to catch me a pig, and I'd jump right in. If the folks in the city don't understand why they ought to jump, 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 jump on in the river and give it a try.
I confused myself there a little bit. I'm playing this in two different keys, and
you know, I can, even though you play it a little differently, and I've never heard Dave actually play that, I can tell it's a Durnley song.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, when him and Dino first kind of started, they were always coming. We have a thing down at the river called Songwriters Anonymous, and those guys would come down every Wednesday night in the summertime, and we would learn some of those songs. And Paul Weber used to come down there.
The whole gang.
Lots of great songs. This Boone County is filled full of one. And I've been trying to learn songs of my peers. Bob Runyon, I want to learn his song, mm-hmm. The River. Keith Picker's got one that I like. You know, there's Johnny D and I played together a lot, and there's some of his I want to learn. I just want to learn. I'm happier when I'm learning some of these people's songs, and some. I think what Michelle Shock said something. If you don't play what you want to hear, somebody may never hear it. You know, so I'm trying to learn songs of these. Yeah. You know, underappreciated songwriters and
things. Well, you're right about the talent around here in Boone County and Mid-Missouri in general.
And so many people just blow me away. They make me angry sometimes because they're so much better than I am. You know,
Well, down by the river is something else too. It's been a great nexus of, well, of it's, wonderful it's, music it's, down it's, there for many, many years. So.
Yeah, it's a muse. I mean, we've been sitting there underneath the sycamore tree down there. We call the singing tree Pipaletsky.
Sure.
Written, you know, and Steve O'Dell. I do a song of Pippa's and Steve's that I maybe I'll do that one too. I'm trying to, you know, learn as much of my friend's stuff as I can.
I like it. I love it. We're you were mentioning that you were going to do some recording hopefully later this year or maybe next year. We're getting close to the end of the year here, I guess. But where do you record
if
you were going to choose?
Well, all my stuff in the past has been done out at Pete's.
Skolka's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But most of that I was able to swing by trading him a guitar and painting his house and doing things like that, you know. So, you know, I never have a lot of extra money. So, but, I've been putting this off. I mean, I've been planning this for 5 years at least. I wanted to put it out, and I'm in 10-year cycles of doing CDs, so I'm 5 years behind on getting this next one going.
And are you planning to have guests as well on the record?
Well, I'm thinking about, since money is such a hard thing for me at this point, I'm thinking about just running in. Probably got 30 songs. I'm going to just maybe go rent a block of time, go in and lay down as many of those songs as I can, and then take a few of those and dress them out, you know, if
gotcha.
I can. But
okay.
I just need to get it done. Life takes its, you know, and I'm getting, you know, I never know how much longer I'm going to be able to play. My hands are beat up and my shoulders beat up. I'm thankful that I can do what I can do.
Well, I'm glad you can too. Yeah. What you got anything scheduled coming up that you're going to be playing anywhere?
Well, I'm supposed to play in the morning for the race to the Dome, and I still may try to do it if they can get in a kayak at, you know, when it's 29 degrees. Maybe I can pick up a guitar when it's 29 degrees.
Well, and if you can get out to the Dome, they'll have a good time for you out there.
And then we're supposed to play for a Halloween party tomorrow evening, a private party, and I'm wanting to do some house concert things. You know, trying to get I've got. You know, a little bit of that stuff going on, but people want to get a hold of me. I'm 573-657-0000. For a good time, call Ooh.
What a great phone number.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. How about, we're 9:30, halfway through the program here. Let's get another song from you.
I was mentioning...
You mentioned Pippa.
I'm not real sharp on some of these songs because I haven't played them for a while, but here's one of Pippa's songs, Pippa and Steve O'Dell, I believe.
Yeah, they're great. Pippa's been down here on the program with me before. I know her real well. She's wonderful. She does a great radio show, too.
Yeah, she's an old mainstay here.
You bet. All right, once again, we got David Bandy here. He's going to play us another song. Here we go.
In the band, he played guitar that no one could hear. There was a kid, he had no head, he spent a lot of time in bed, just listening to the dead, although he had no ear. But the truth is for fools. Don't pursue what makes you unhappy. You can search until you're blue. Even if it's in your backyard, the truth is for fools. Don't pursue what makes you unhappy. You can search until you're blue. Even if it's in your backyard, even if it's in your backyard. Thank you.
was Doris. She had no voice. That was mainly by choice, but she was singing all the time anyway. There was a man, he was a writer, he was a fighter, but he'd ran out of words, no nouns, no verbs, nothing left to say. But the truth is for fools. Don't pursue what makes you unhappy. You can search until you're blue. Even if it's in your backyard, know the truth is for fools. Don't pursue what makes you unhappy. You can search until you're blue. Even if it's in your backyard. Even if it's in your backyard, but the truth is for fools.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
That's a Pipoletsky song, huh?
Yes, yes.
She writes some neat stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Her and Steve have quite a powerful combination, and you know, he would write the words and she'd deliver them, you know, put music behind them, and they've written a lot of good stuff. And I recommend you check them out.
How do you know Pippa?
Oh, I
just from down there at the river.
Well, you know, I actually played on her show here about 30 years ago, probably. something like that. I think I introduced my first album down here on her show, maybe.
Is that right?
You know, which would have been in like 95.
I'll something. Be darned.
So that's been a while.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit about some of your favorite shows that you've seen over the years. Anybody that comes to mind, like that's blown you away? So many times probably, but
yeah, you know, and a lot of times it's people that I've never heard of that I see down at Cooper's and stuff that are just passing through, you know, that are, but yeah, there's just so many. I don't like to go to big shows. I'm not. Yeah, I've never been comfortable in big venues,
right.
And things. But I mean, there's so many wonderful folks around. The Scrappers, you know.
Paul and
you know,
the Scrappers,
and I'm not a person that really, you know, I don't enjoy most country music stuff, alternative stuff. But the stuff I do enjoy, you're not going to hear it on country radio. You'll maybe generally you hear it on places like KOPN.
Yeah, you know, Woody does
Radio Ranger has turned me on to a lot of people. You know, Tom Russell is somebody that Radio Ranger turned me on to, and I, you know, and I do some Tom Russell songs, and he's always blown me away.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of funny too, because I'd listened to I'd bought an old Tom Russell CD and it had all the songs on it that I liked, but it was before he hooked up with Andrew Harden and it was all straight up country and I hated it.
Huh.
I just absolutely hated it. But yeah, then when he hooked up to Andrew Harden, and
changes the whole
the whole dynamic changed, and it's like, wow, all that.
I'm sort of the same as you. I'm not a huge, or I haven't been a huge fan of country over the years. Although I will say that Woody Atkins' show,
he does
three to five,
job.
Does a great show, and he's really turned me on to some legitimate country that I really like.
Yeah.
And then Paul and the Scrappers have really put a couple great records out.
Paul's promised me one, but I haven't gotten. You know, and the Daves, you know, they're late, you know.
Playing some great Delta blues.
I was one of the first ones to buy the Dave's the vinyl, but I didn't.
Now and then,
have,
it's called.
But I didn't have a turntable, so David went and made me a CD, and I'd listened to one song on it, and then I ran into Henry Clay one day and helped him with some car troubles, and I ended up giving Henry my CD, and I haven't got it back, so I still haven't heard it. You know, I've heard one song, but you know, it'll come around. You know, I think that what the Bel Air's first record label or something was Borrowed Records or something like that, I think.
Right.
You know, and I got to see the Bel Airs here down the park just recently, and you know, they've only seasoned with, you know, over the years, and they're quiet and mellow but grooving.
Really, you know, sounded good.
Yeah. I mean, we're blessed. But
hey, let's take a second here. I'm going to run through a couple things that are happening around town tonight and tomorrow, and then we'll have you play another one for us here in a minute.
Right.
Let's see. This is November the 1st, so Friday night, Carly Pierce at the Blue Note promoting mental health first aid awareness with special guest Hannah Ellis. Tomorrow night, we've got the Marcus King Band with Aaron Lee Tasjan. That's at the Note. tonight, I think there's a happy hour. It's First Friday. That means it's probably the Fried Crawdaddies, yes, right? So that's John and the gang.
Yeah.
Pete Skolka and Tony Lotvin. Those guys will be down here on the 15th, as a matter of fact. Not next week, but the week after. We'll be talking to Tony and the rest of the guys from the Fried Crawdaddies. And I think they're doing the Last Waltz again.
Yes. Yeah. I just talked to Al Oshbaugh the other day. They were rehearsing last Friday night. They were getting ready to...
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that a little bit, and they'll play some songs for us. But anyway, tonight, yeah, Friday, First Friday Happy Hour, the Fried Crawdaddies from 5 till about 7. Down in Rose Park, we'll have to see if they do it in the park or not. Depending on the temperature, I guess. Then a little bit later tonight at Rose, we've got Dawson Hollow and the Bernie Sisters. That'll be a fun show. And Mayday tomorrow night with One Ton. That's a rock and roll show down there at Rose. What about Cafe Berlin? Wow, I have to say that tonight, one of my favorite local artists is playing at Cafe Berlin with a another musician. I'm not sure if Twain will actually be by himself. There's a guy named Matt Davidson is sort of the brains behind this project that's called Twain. And I think he's from Virginia. But anyway, that's tonight at Cafe Berlin, and Ray Fitzgerald is opening, along with someone called Lake Mary. I'm not sure about that, but Ray is absolutely one of my favorites. Just a wonderful songwriter, beautiful, beautiful voice, and just a damn cool woman. So tonight, Ray Fitzgerald, Lake Mary, and Twain at Cafe Berlin. I'm going to be down there for that show. If you want to say hi to me, you can come down and say hello, and I'll toast you, okay? I will say that the Station House is shut down. I think the River Places in general. What, Dave, is Cooper's done for the year, you think?
Well, you know, if weather pops up where it's decent, you know, we were supposed to play down there last Saturday for the Halloween party.
Right.
Which I've been doing for, you know, 25 years or so. Yeah. But we didn't get to do it. Vanessa had said, they're going to try, anytime the weather looks it's good on a Saturday afternoon,
they'll open
or something,
it up.
They'll try to get something going.
Okay, so we'll see what happens down there as weather permits. But for now, Station House, nothing happening this weekend, and it doesn't look like there's anything happening at Cooper's, at least nothing scheduled. Roachport General Store, however, I like the Roachport store. You ever play down there, Dave?
I used to, but, for the original owners, and when they changed hands, I got cut out of the lineup, and I've never been able to get back down there.
That's too bad. I'm surprised, because they do a pretty good job of bringing bunch of folks down there.
Kim and her husband always used to pay us extra money to do an extra step when we were down there, because they liked what we do. They didn't always make money, but they always liked what we did. So,
all right. Well, it looks like tonight we've got what's today? November 1st, Sea Rock City.
Well, those guys have been around for 40
years. They've been around for a long time.
Back when I was playing in rock and roll bands, they were.
And then the Sonny Show. What, it's Sonny, what's his last name?
From Crazy Music, Bill. I'm drawing a blank.
I know who you're talking about.
Wonderful. I haven't seen him play, for 35 years, back in the day.
I didn't know that was him. I figured it was some guy named Sonny.
I think that's who he is, but I don't get out much.
All right, well, anyway, Sea Rock City tonight. At Roachport at the store, and the Sonny Show tomorrow. And that's about all that I've got on my list here. Maybe they're doing something down at Eastside. I don't know. They do some music there once in a while. Fretboard Coffee does some music now. So especially on First Friday. So there's a lot going on down in the Arts District this evening. So just get on out and find something to do. Have some fun.
Yeah, on First Fridays, if the weather's decent, I take my battery-powered stuff, and Keith takes his stuff out there.
We
started doing that with the Cultural Conservancy Project a few years ago, going out and busking on the street on First Fridays, and may do it tonight.
That's awesome. What's your relationship to the River Cultural Conservancy?
Well, I was actually kind of part of the original thing. That was something that was cooked up between Jerome Wheeler and Mike Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
When Jerome was dying, they wanted to start trying to preserve the legacy of some of these musicians, and we don't have a lot of film of Jerome, but we started, 14 years ago, 15 years ago now, that we've Started trying to film as many people as we can, local artists, and get them, try to promote them, get the stuff out on YouTube. It's going into the Boone County Archives. It's being archived then, and it's a community project. We started out with you know, I've actually got one that was done in 06 that is actually my favorite that's out there, and it's just so low-key, had no microphones, no nothing, just the guys just went in there with cameras and shot us, but I was playing with Lee Nye and Donnie Lee. We had a band That's called awesome. The Blue Cats, and there's one out there called on YouTube called Standing in the Shadows that I wrote about Tina Turner. I mean, she wrote it to me in my sleep, kind of. But anyway, I've been involved with that, and that's kind of what got me started learning everybody's songs. You know, most of the people's songs that I'm doing have passed. I'm doing Dernley's. We don't want to wish him any ill will.
Well, and, you know, Dave's still doing fine, but Dino, we lost.
Well,
to,
I just
you know, Don
I, you
recently,
know, I learned and, one of Dino's songs. I'm doing I Like Pot. Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. So I've taken that under my wing.
That's great. I think that's one of the first ones that I heard. Dave and Dino do back in the day. I think it was an open mic at the Blue Fugue or something, and those two clowns were up there playing. I Like Pot. I lost it. I thought these guys are great.
Well, you know, I told Dino I was going to learn that, and then I never did learn it till after he passed. You know, but I'd say write down. Oh, make up your own damn words.
That's right. It sounds like that.
Well, and when Dino first came here, you know, and he asked me about if there were any unsolved murders or anything around here, and I said, well, we don't know that it's a murder, but Becky Doising going missing, and I told him about that, so he wrote a song called Mary Doxy, so we go back, you know, from a ways,
Well, hey, we're getting a little tight on time. I want to get at least another one or two out of you.
Okay,
so let's have one here, all right?
This is, you know, watching the evening news and seeing how distressing everything is all around me. This is kind of my response to that, because it really is depressing sometimes. But when I'm down on the riverbank and I'm playing music and I'm around there, I feel very insulated from that. But this is kind of my response to that, called All in All.
All right, here we go. Naked Dave, Open Mic Radio, KOPN. About as good as they can be.
not me.
I'm sure that one's called?
Called All in All.
All in All. How long has that one been on the books?
Oh, it's probably been 3 years or so. Maybe longer than that.
Yeah. So if you had to guess how many songs you've written, or how many, or maybe not how many you've written, but also in your repertoire in general, do you just have tons and tons of songs?
Yeah, I got stuff, and you know, and I've forgotten more than I can remember.
Right.
You know, and I was talking about somebody about this the other day. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, or if I even had breakfast sometimes. But somebody will say something, and something will pop in my head, and I'll remember a song I haven't remembered for 30 years or something, you know, just to, and sometimes the recall is there, and it'll come out, and other times something that's more recent, I can't remember, you know, what. I never write anything down. If I write things down, I lose it.
I see. All right. Well, I'm going to have you play one more for us.
Okay.
We've got time for one more before we roll out of here. You want to do another one for us?
All right. Okay.
All right, we got one more from Naked Dave here, and I will give out his contact information. If you want to get a hold of Dave and you want to get him to play a house party or anything else for that matter, 573-657-0000. Great phone number and a great musician as well. So I'm glad to have you here, Dave. Let's do another one.
Thanks. This is a song that it's the name of my second CD called Love Your Life. And I wrote this after being in this severe car accident, and things were bad, and I was in a really bad way, and I was totally depressed, and I was so proud that I wrote this happy song.
All right, let's see.
And actually, a good friend of mine, Mark Risch, you know, we ended up playing together for a number of years, and Mark said, he says, I heard that song, he says, I wanted to play with you because I just wanted to be that happy. So anyway, it made me feel good that I had written, taken sadness and turned something good into it.
I like it. All right, here we go.
Get lucky, fall in love for life. Others never have a husband and wife, but that don't mean there's no love in that life. You gotta love what you gotta love your life. I got an old bulldog, I love with all my heart. Old pair of shoes and this old guitar, a bunch of old records and this old rusty car, bunch of good friends with a lot of heart. You gotta love what you gotta love your life. You gotta love what you gotta love your life. You gotta love what you got. 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 You gotta love your life. You gotta love what you got. Gotta love your life.
Life's
searching for that perfect love, that woman that fit me is like a glove. And I've loved a lot of ladies, and some tears have been spilled. I've done my share of crying, got my share of guilt, had a little warmth, but I love them still. No matter what happens, I always will. I got an old bulldog love on my heart, hooping his shoes and his old guitar, a bunch of old wrecked and so rusty car, but you're good friends with a lot of heart. You gotta love what you gotta, gotta love your life. You gotta love what you gotta, gotta love your life. You gotta love what you got. 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 You gotta love what you gotta, gotta love your life. You gotta love what you gotta, gotta love your life.
Fantastic. What a great one. What a great one to finish with. I love that song.
Thanks.
And so true, right? You got to love your life. Do what you can out there. Make it happen, you know?
Yeah. As an artist, and I think a lot of artists are you know, we're all kind of introverts. We're all kind of
out there. I talked to John Galbraith about that. Sometimes it's easier to perform for people than it is to mix with people.
I know John's like that a little bit.
All that. And as an artist, you know, when I was younger, when I would only write when I was depressed, and I'd process things, and then I would write depressing songs. And so that one was a big milestone for me, to be able to take something depressing, and I would keep myself depressed till I finished a song, you know. So it's very self-destructive, but I think that a lot of artists are that way.
It's true. There's something about trials and tribulations, difficulty, dark nights of the soul, that type of thing, that really does bring out incredible art. I have to say,
you don't get good art out of people that don't suffer.
Not all the time.
No, I mean, it's very rare. I mean,
I agree. Well, David, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you, Mike.
And thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you next time we're down there by the river
Right. Thank you, Mike.
I'm gonna play a piece of recorded music on the way out here. This is a song called "Standing in the Shadows" with you and the Blue Cats back maybe 13-14 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2006 is when the video was done and
down there at Cooper's.
I love it because it's so informal. It was just like three guys standing around playing, and I just love the production it came out with.
Well, I love it. It sounds great. And we'll hear that one on the way out. I will say thanks again to Dave for coming down. And also, come on back next week. We'll have the Ridge Runners here. That's Tim Carey and Josh Wrong and Noel.
Those guys are
and Justin. Fantastic, right?
Yeah, and the "Standing in the Shadows," that goes with "Love" to Tina Turner.
Very good. All right, we'll hear that in just a minute here. Like I said, come on back next week. We'll have the Ridge Runners. After that, the Fried Crawdaddies on the 15th. Effie Lillig will be down here sometime soon. Mason Van Ghost, the Dismal Niche guys, a whole bunch of other folks. So we'll keep it going. You guys keep coming back and enjoy the weekend. Go out there, have some fun, listen to some live music if you get a chance. I hope you're all well. It's First Friday. Have fun and stay safe this weekend. Cheers. Be cool to yourself. Be cool to other people. We got Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts coming on in just about 5 minutes. And I'll catch you all next week. Cheers. Mm-hmm.